To this there was no answer. But the knob turned beneath his hand, and perhaps that was an answer. Roland opened the door at the top of the dark tower. He saw and understood at once. The knowledge falling upon him in a hammer blow, hot as the sun of the desert that was the apotheosis of all deserts. How many times had he climbed these stairs, only to find himself peeled back, curved back, turned back? Not to the beginning, when things might have been changed and time's curse lifted, but to that moment in the Mohane Desert, when he had finally understood that his thoughtless, questionless quest would ultimately succeed. How many times had he traveled a loop like the one in the clip that had once pinched off his navel, his own Tetka Kangan? How many times would he travel it? "Oh, no," he screamed. "Please, not again. Have pity. Have mercy." The hands pulled him forward regardless. The hands of the tower knew no mercy. They were the hands of Gan, the hands of Ka, and they knew no mercy. He smelled alkali, bitter as tears. The desert beyond the door was white, blinding, waterless, without feature save for the faint, cloudy haze of the mountains which sketched themselves on the horizon. The smell beneath the alkali was that of the devil grass which brought sweet dreams, nightmares, death. "But not for you, gunslinger. Never for you. You darkle. You tinked. May I be brutally frank? You go on. And each time, you forget the last time. For you, each time is the first time." He made one final effort to draw back. Hopeless. Ka was stronger. Roland of Gilead walked through the last door. The one he always sought, the one he always found.